Beautiful people, that was a favorite here on Phoenix Radio. That was Pride with Piece of Me. Check it out on Spotify. Music video on YouTube. It's really, really super dope. It's actually the first music video, because him and his brother had some troubles within the family, between the two of them. And they finally got everything straightened away about a year ago. And that music video was actually shot by his older brother, the one he had problems with. And so it's a really great milestone in their personal... in their personal relationship. So if you hear some TV in the background, I'm actually watching the remake of Nightmare on Elm Street. This happened to be on, so checking it out. And, you know, I love Jackie Earle Haley's rendition of Freddy Krueger. I think he's a better human Freddy Krueger than he is a dream Freddy Krueger, but or a nightmare Freddy Krueger. But in any case, here we go. Today, so what happened today? Well, those of you that follow pop music may or may not know, clarification, Kesha released her first single in a really long time, by herself, that is. The last song that she released, I believe, was in collaboration with Zedd, and then before that, a song with Pitbull last year. And so, Kesha has released her music video and brand new single for Praying, and a few things here. The music video I'll talk about in a minute, but let's talk about Kesha for a second. Well known for her auto-tune and Melodyne style of vocal stylings, in which, you know, it sounds auto-tuned, but I feel like it's more Melodyne than that. Melodyne is actually a software program that helps correct pitch in a singer's voice, and so I'd imagine that she uses that more than she would use auto-tune. It's very easy to get the two mixed up. So, a few things about Kesha. She used to spell it K-E-$HA. Kesha, the dollar sign being used for the sound S, in which now she spells it normally, and Kesha is actually her real name, K-E-S-H-A. And so that's one certain change that I think is going to be significant once we talk about her life a little bit. So as you all may or may not know, she's been in a legal dispute with Dr. Luke, her manager, since 2014, and I think it's still ongoing, actually. And she was trying to get released from her label. The court denied her, said she doesn't really have grounds to be released. There's no breach of contract. And so Dr. Luke, she claims, physically and emotionally abused her as a member of his management team. Dr. Luke, however, claims that Kesha was breach of contract, defamation of character. Again, both of which are still getting worked out. Kesha entered rehab in 2014 and has been clean since. She was in there for about 2 months or so. So from January to about February or March. The new album is called Rainbow and it releases August 11th. Let's talk about the video. The music video for Prayer. It's very depressing. She feels abandoned. But towards the end, she becomes resilient. And here's the thing. There's no auto-tune, no Melodyne in this song at all. It's mostly led by piano chords, not very much melody in the piano actually, but piano chords, and you can hear the sample of a choir in the background, or maybe they used a real choir. Very, very, very vocal for her in this. You'll actually be surprised. I'm not, because I knew she had talent. I just kind of felt it. I don't know her personally, but I felt it. There's lots of crucifixes in this. There's actually the words, God is love. It's very controversial. Music video, she has this small speech in the beginning where she talks about not wanting to be alive and wanting to die, and because of everything that's been happening. And it's very strongly suggested that this entire song is written about Dr. Luke. But you can also see how it could suggestively be written about her career as well, the dichotomy of that. The very end of the music video, the words, the beginning, scroll across the screen. And she's walking on water. Very, very controversial. I encourage you to go check it out. I'll put a link here so you can just kind of tap to it on your phone after listening to this segment. Kesha, new song. It's amazing. I love it. I'm going to go get it on Spotify. You can watch it now, the music video, just by clicking a link here in the caption. Your boy Hostiles, we can get into another song and then tweet of the day.